This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Your Catholic Corner, the Christian radio show with a Catholic focus at 89.0 Free FM. Join me, Julie South, as we delve into this Sunday's liturgical readings and their relevance to living today. Whether you're new to faith or a cradle Catholic, you can listen to Your Catholic Corner on air, online, and on demand, thanks to the parishioners of St. Matthew's Parish in Hamilton, New Zealand. As we get ready to spend time with God this morning, relax and tune into Salve Regina by the Benedictine monks. You're listening to Your Catholic Corner 89.0 Free FM, brought to you by the parishioners of St. Matthew's in Hillcrest in Hamilton City, New Zealand. Welcome, I'm your show host, Julie South. Today is a special day for us Christians. It's known as Pentecost Sunday. The word Pentecost comes from a Greek word meaning 50th. This holiday is observed on the 7th Sunday after Easter, which is 50 days after Easter. It is not always on the same date because, as you know, hopefully, Easter varies. So Pentecost depends on when Easter falls. On Pentecost Sunday, we remember that it was this day when the Holy Spirit came down to the apostles and other followers of Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks. The story is recounted in the Acts of the Apostles, one of today's readings. Actually, it's the first reading today. In Eastern Orthodox Christianity, Pentecost can refer to the 50 days from Easter to Pentecost. It's also known as White Sunday, or shortened to Whit Sunday in the UK, and the day after Pentecost in the UK, called Whit Monday, used to be a public holiday. In Germany, Pentecost is called Pfingsten and often coincides with the start of outdoor and springtime activities because they're in a different hemisphere to us. We're coming into winter and they are heading into summer. This includes festivals. Pfingsten includes festivals and outdoor activities usually organized by youth groups. The Monday following Pentecost is a public holiday in many European countries. The first reading today is from the book of Acts. Acts of the Apostles was written in about 62 AD by Luke, who was a historian, a physician, and a Gentile. The book covers the works of Jesus' apostles in the early day after Christ's death. So this is the first reading today on this Sunday of Pentecost. And it's a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because all heard them speaking in their own languages. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." The Word of the Lord. Today's psalm, Psalm 104, is a beautiful hymn of praise to God for his creation and his sustaining power over the world. Today's verses highlight the greatness of God as the creator and sustainer of all things. The psalmist, believed to be King David, marvels at God's wisdom in creating the world and acknowledges that all living things depend on God for their very existence. The psalmist also expresses a desire for their meditation and praise to be pleasing to God, finding joy in the Lord's works. The response for Psalm 104 is, "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. O Lord, how manifold are your works. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." The second reading on the Sunday of Pentecost is from the New Testament, the book of 1 Corinthians. We're going to chapter 12, verses 3b through to 7, and 12 and 13. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians to address various issues and concerns within the church. In this particular passage, Paul is discussing the unity and diversity of spiritual gifts within the body of Christ. He emphasizes that the Holy Spirit is the source of these gifts, and that they're given for the common good of the Christian community. He also highlights the importance of recognizing Jesus as Lord and the role of the Spirit in unifying believers into one body, regardless of their backgrounds or their social status. And this is the second reading, a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of one Spirit, the word of the Lord.
You shall cross the very desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall see.
Welcome back. That was Emily Ann Duffley singing Do Not Be Afraid by Bob Duffett. The background to the reading of John, today's Gospel reading, John 20, 19 to 23, is set in the context of the events following Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. In the preceding verses to what we're going to read today, Jesus has been crucified, he's been buried, and then on the third day he rose from the dead, conquering death. Understandably, the disciples had experienced a mix of emotions, confusion and fear during these events. In today's gospel reading, we're at the scene where the disciples were gathered together in a room, most likely the upper room in Jerusalem, after Jesus' resurrection. They're fearful and uncertain about the future as they're still coming to terms with the dramatic and horrific events that they witnessed. It's in this setting that Jesus appears to them, miraculously entering the room even though the doors were locked. Jesus' sudden presence among them brings both surprise and reassurance. He greets them with the words of peace, which bring calm and comfort to their troubled hearts. Jesus then shows the disciples his hands and side, revealing scars from his crucifixion. This physical evidence confirms to them that he is indeed the resurrected Jesus, providing further assurance of his victory over death. Next, Jesus commissions his disciples and imparts the Holy Spirit to them. He breathes on them, symbolizing the giving of the Holy Spirit, and grants them the authority to forgive sins. This act empowers the disciples to continue Jesus' mission, proclaiming the message of forgiveness and salvation to all people. Overall, the background of this reading highlights the transformative impact of Jesus' resurrection on his disciples. It demonstrates Jesus' presence and reassurance amidst their doubts and fears, as well as the commissioning and empowerment of the disciples to carry on his work in the world. I'll read today's reading, and then afterwards I will look at how we can utilize God's word from way back then to today in the 21st century. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was evening on the day Jesus rose from the dead, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so that was then and this is now. How can we, you and me, you and I, take this message of John back in about the year 26 AD into today's world in the 21st century ourselves? How can we draw inspiration from the actions and teachings of Jesus and those disciples? Here are five ways that we can apply these messages into our lives. The first way is we can embrace peace. Just as Jesus greeted his disciples with the words of peace, "Peace be with you," we can strive to promote peace in our interactions with others. This can include seeking reconciliation, forgiving others, resolving conflicts, and spreading a message of harmony and understanding. We can also, number two, share the message of forgiveness. Jesus empowered his disciples to forgive sins, indicating the importance of extending forgiveness to others. We can follow his example by growing our own forgiving attitude, letting go of grudges, and offering forgiveness to those who have wronged us. When we do this, we contribute to healing and reconciliation in relationships. It's simple to say, but not hard, but not easy to do. I know that. Forgiveness is probably one of the hardest things to do. So that's number two. We can share the message of forgiveness. Number three is we can spread the good news. Jesus entrusted, just like we're doing here today, we're spreading the good news. Jesus entrusted his disciples with the responsibility of continuing his mission. Likewise, we can share the message of hope, love, and salvation with others by sharing our faith, living out our beliefs, and actively engaging in conversations about spiritual matters. So number three is spreading the good news. That means letting people know that you are Christian. Number four, we can empower others. Just as Jesus bestowed the Holy Spirit upon his disciples, we can empower and uplift others as well. We can do this by being kind, by encouraging, mentoring, and supporting others in their personal and spiritual growth. Examples can be putting your hand up to be the sponsor, the godparent, if you like, for those who are thinking about becoming Catholic and going into the RCIA program, or ICIC if they are children. And finally, number five, we can live as examples by being witness. The disciples were called to embody the teachings of Jesus and be living testimonies of his resurrection. Likewise, we can strive to live out our faith authentically, displaying Christ-like character in our words, our actions, and our relationships. We can ask ourselves, what would Jesus do in each situation that we're in? That's living as an example of Christ. When we do this, we become a reflection of God's love and grace to those around us. There's a saying, it goes something like, could you be found guilty of being a Christian? I hope I can be. Taking John's message from today into the world is a lifelong journey of learning, growth, and service. It's simple but not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Through our actions, though, we can impart the lives, or we can impact the lives of others and bring the transformative power of Jesus' message to the world. This is Julie South thanking the parishioners of St. Matthew's at Hillcrest in Hamilton City, God's Own, New Zealand, for allowing your Catholic Corner to be on air, online, and on demand at 89.0. I will be back with you again next week, sharing God's Word, shedding a little bit of light on God's Word as I see it, as I understand it, in my very basic Catholic Christian way. Peace be with you.
You shall see the face of God and live.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.